Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me please introduce you, Ireland's foremost podcaster. Ireland's second most comedian. It is Mr. Neil Dalmer. Hello, Neil. I'm going to give you a round of applause for coming in.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much.
I want to give it to my friends.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, Neil and I have a podcast. We'll get onto that in the second part. Let's talk about comedy first, if that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, I just bumped into Al Foran outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Brilliant impressionist. He's made a fortune, he told me. He rings people as Nicky English. And he wishes them happy birthday. And they can't tell any difference at all.
Carl is very excited about his Nicky English voice note. Don't ruin it on him. Yeah. Reinventing the Neil.
Yes.
It's a very clever name.
I'm doing 90 dates in Ireland and 30 dates in England,
in the
Scotland
UK.
And all the rest, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You're a busy boy.
I'm a busy boy, yeah.
Right now, yeah, and you're on the Reinventing the Neil tour.
Yes.
Right this second. Where were you last night?
I was in Gorey last night, and it was exceptional.
Who was with you?
I was with Jim Elliott.
Jim Elliott, great
lady,
man.
The lady in the front row, and I said, where are you from? And she goes, Transylvania. Not Romania, Transylvania. She was a therapist, yeah.
Wow.
So she was great crack if you can't get 5 minutes out of that. Just somebody walking in going, I can't sleep, and like, neither can I. It's not unusual. So she was very good crack. And yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it at the moment. The show is about kind of various random things, mainly Irish bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy, wow, comedy show about bureaucracy.
Yeah, well, I got a letter to be on a jury the other day.
Oh yeah, Maria's always fantasising about being on jury duties.
Are you the same? I love to be on a jury.
Oh, no. I think I'd be too into it.
You did it. You dirty pervert. You did it. You attacked that chicken. I was like, that's the judge, Neil. You relax now. I got really excited. I just couldn't do it because I was touring so much. And have you had to be exempt? Have you had to get out of it because of your job or whatever?
No, I went along and you have to go for the week.
Oh, really?
You go for the week and then you sit and you watch all the cases being read out and then they pick like a lottery, the juror number.
And did your enthusiasm show you? You're not sitting there going, murder.
Oh, no. Privately, yes, but publicly, no.
Were you full Henry Fonda in it? Did you go full 12 Angry Men?
No, I didn't get picked.
Oh, you
had to go home.
You didn't get
after
picked.
All
didn't
the
picked.
Bureaucracy. You had
I felt
to
like
just
I was
go
on
home.
The X Factor or something.
Oh God, I don't feel like school football teams again. if you go on the government website and you have to get out of it, I hope this is the same. This is a couple of months ago.
All right.
You have to go and you have to pick one of the government mandate excuses.
So these are the only acceptable ones.
Yeah. So you go and you go, I wish to be exempt from jury duty, and I. People didn't believe me. Irish people would believe me. Well, it's also true, but English people didn't believe me. So it says, like, I wish to be exempt from jury duty because I am a member of the Garda Síochána.
Right.
I wish to be exempt from jury duty because I'm B, a member of the Defence Forces. Uh-huh. Or I wish to be exempt from jury duty because C, I am the President of Ireland.
That's not a drop-down
menu. That is 100% a drop-down menu.
Wow.
So somebody wins the presidential once every 7 years, yeah. And no one in the civil service goes, should we take him off the list?
No.
Should we take her off the list?
No. Instead, put a drop-down menu for one person.
So you deliberately have... And you know Irish people have clicked that for the crack. Yeah. You know somebody locked some nice and just got the lever check.
Although, if your name is Catherine Connolly... Well, and you're not the president, you could absolutely use that. Just drop down and go then.
Yeah.
You know?
This is true.
You're taking a couple of boxes.
It's
there.
Very unlikely that they're going to follow this up. But Mickey D would have turned up, though.
I'd say he would.
In the back of one of the dogs, just woo!
You don't have to do it if you're 65 or over either.
Okay. What are you trying to say? I mean, it's early in the morning.
Just give you the option.
I had to get a letter from this employer.
Really?
To excuse me from jury duty because my high profile nature involved in constant current affairs programming meant that I had to be exempt. No, I think that was Matt Cooper's, but I used it to get out of jury duty. Yeah, that was something like that. That's what it was.
Scrape
out Matt Cooper and put in Dave Moore. Yeah.
By the way, Alan O'Reilly
from Carlo Weather. Yeah.
Have I told you my weather based, my genuine idea for Dragon's Den? I must have told you this.
Well, you've told me a lot of things, but go on.
Okay.
There's a lot of other people listening who maybe you haven't told.
This is my theory. I get sunburned. Do you know how quickly I get sunburned? I was in France for 40 minutes once, and I tried to use my face to open my phone. And my phone was like, I don't know who you are, but you need to get your blood pressure checked as soon as humanly possible. You might as well be waving a Japanese flag on the screen, to be honest with you. I genuinely have this idea. Right, so you know when you go to a foreign country, it's very hot, and you go, Google, how do I get from this place to this place? And Google goes, oh, you can walk, but it's 28 minutes. It's like, 28 minutes is 21 minutes after my face is peeled off
right,
for the first time.
Okay, yeah,
I'm like, they'll find me after 28 minutes... And my wife would be like, how did you find him, local police officer? We followed the trail of skin balaclavas. It was like a snake went to an ECAP concert. I genuinely think Google should be able to tell me where the shade is on a walk.
The shade?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Google should be able to go, okay, there's three ways you can go for this, but this way, and give me a list of how sunburnt my face is going to be. like from slightly sunburnt, yeah, to Dublin bus to full on Healy Ray, like to full on local county councillor red.
Gotcha.
I think that's a genuinely good idea.
You think Deborah Meaden is gonna give you money for 10% of this company?
I looked it up, and apparently they do it in Barcelona. There's a vampire mode on a phone. And I said to my dad's 90. I said, you don't understand this. Google Street Maps can tell you how high the buildings are. Yeah. Google Weather knows where the sun is going to be, and Google just Maps knows the terrain. So Google should not only be able to tell me where I can walk to not get sunburned, it should be able to tell me what time of the day I can walk to not get sunburned.
That's true.
And my dad took my phone off me, and he went and he looked at it, and he went, nighttime. And then genuinely laughed for about 20 minutes. Delighted with himself.
I like your dad a lot. I'm telling you now, you can go see Neil live. Reinventing the Neil is happening on... This is your third and fourth date in the Olympia, am I right? May 8th and September 20th?
That's right, yeah. We just added a couple more. And TF Royal in Castlebar.
That is May 9th. And then if you want to go to Athenry, Raheen Woods Hotel on the 3rd of May.
Yeah.
NeilDelamere.com/gigs and you can find out all of the dates.
But 30 left in Ireland.
30 left in Ireland, right. And if you want to go to the UK, or you know friends in the UK looking for a good night out, tell them about Neil Delamere.
Yeah.
Go and see him. Neil is not just a comedian. He's also a brilliant podcaster. Now, it is a little bit awkward sometimes when Neil and I have talked about this on my radio show because I'm not being interviewed. I'm the interviewer.
Yeah.
But I'm a co-host of this podcast with you.
Does this feel a bit weird?
No, it's just like, I mean, it just requires me to just park that part of my brain for a minute and just ask you the questions.
You're the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a bit
tell odd. Everyone what the podcast is about,
it's,
Neil.
It's a vehicle for me. Ladies and gentlemen, and I carry this other idiot over here.
He's all right.
I tell him facts and he tells me facts. Yeah. And I was looking back on some of the stuff that we've covered over the years, and we've done some really interesting stuff.
Okay.
So it's called Why Would You Tell Me That? And that we started off with guests, and we had some amazing guests.
We did, yeah.
And then people were going, we really love your guests. But other people were also going, we like you chatting nonsense amongst
ourselves. Because that was how we divided it. It was in part one and part two. Part one was us talking nonsense in the general universe of whatever the expert was talking about in part two. And then part two was the expert. But I guess the reality is when you bring an academic, when you bring a professor, when you bring an author, when you bring a scientist, some of them are great crack.
Yes.
Some of them are very austere and focused on the ins and outs of their research.
Absolutely.
So the crack level occasionally might dip. So people just went, why don't you try it without the guests? And we went, okay, let's do that.
Yeah. Why don't you try it in an easier way, which is less admin and the two of you can call each other.
Yeah, the people suggested this were Neil and myself.
Yeah. But like if you haven't listened to it, it's evergreen content because it's not topical. So, I mean, one of the very first things we did, we talked to a woman who had studied free divers, if you can remember that. She studied free divers who dive without oxygen, the Bajo people in Indonesia and that part of the world. And she figured out...
When we say free divers, these lads can be under the water for like 20 minutes.
It's insane, and she figured out that genetically their spleens had gotten bigger because your spleen squeezes and fires out red blood cells, so it holds more red blood cells. And she'd figured out that they had evolved this. Essentially, this was her thinking. We talked to a woman who was in Yellowstone Park, and she was studying wolves. And
this is brilliant because
came up one of the best facts I've ever heard.
Go on
the podcast, which was if there's two wolf packs and one wolf pack is fighting the other wolf pack, you have a much better chance of winning based on one thing, which was if your wolf pack was led by a female.
So this,
older female wolf.
This term, alpha male,
is nonsense.
Has come from the study of packs of wolves and the belief initially that the male, the main, strongest, biggest, oldest, most senior male led the pack.
Yeah.
And the poor fella who this lady was working with, who came up with this theory, spent the rest of his life trying to tell everyone, no, I was wrong.
I made a mistake.
It's the females.
Yeah, so yeah, he hit, that was about wolves in captivity and stuff like this. So we do that, we do history, we interviewed a guy who taught the English football team how to take penalties when they started being good.
And by the way, I used the knowledge that I got from that episode in my under-14s quarterfinals, or last 16 the other day, and we won on penalties. And I tell you what, lads.
But we also thought complete nonsense as well. So you told me well, I mean, this week's episode is
particularly
Hercule Poirot
and what he stuck between his bum cheeks, but we can't reveal that on national radio. You'll have to do it yourself
to get the walk.
Also, we've kind of changed the format of late. We've gone to a video format. We've gone to a weekly, no series. There used to be seasons of the podcast, and we're just on all the time. And also, we have a Patreon, and on one of the episodes of the Patreon, Neil fed me.
Don't make it sound weird.
Made me close my eyes.
Don't make it sound weird.
Open my mouth.
Yeah.
And he stuck foodstuffs down my throat.
Yeah. Dave didn't say it, but I did it like a mama bird would do to a baby bird as well. I have a harness, a system of pulleys, and I suspended myself above him and regurgitated a tiramisu.
No, it is. It was. Hang on. Don't undersell this. It was tiramisu from somebody who was on the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, it was. It was Reb's light buddy, who's from who's at my gig in Corinne, and she knows I love Great British. I love Great British Bake Off.
Sure.
Right, love it. My favorite ever was Jürgen the German a few years ago.
Oh yes, remember Jürgen?
It was just unbelievable. Yeah. Day one, I've made a fully functioning electron microscope out of gingerbread and a brandy snap. On the slide is a genuine DNA sample of Mr. Kipling.
But she was in that.
She was on it as well. She came to the gig. She goes, and she brought us tiramisu. And I said, I know a man who absolutely adores
tiramisu.
It's my
favourite thing in the world.
I'm going to feed him as... Because you're always looking for extra content for Patreon.
Yep. So if you want to watch Neil spoon... from a Great British Bake Off contestant
really
into my mouth.
Yeah.
Caroline Mullingar says the best subject in your podcast, lads, was the pregnancy test frogs.
Oh yeah,
Caroline, that's so good. Yeah, literally the pregnancy tests work because of research done on frogs.
Yeah,
in the 50s,
you inject your even before that, no, you inject your wee into a frog, and the frog lays eggs. Basically, the hormone is in your wee, and that's how they used to tell.
Sam says, "Great to hear, lads. Would be interested to hear animal related facts." Well, there's that. There's so many animal related facts, Sam, on the podcast. So check it out. Neil was saying earlier on that he has an idea for a business where you effectively combine all the Google Maps content into a shaded walk in hot countries for Irish people. Nathan says, just listening to the story about Google Maps for walking in a shaded area, and the moment he said that to his dad, and his dad said, nighttime, I was laughing so much, I've been unfit for work for the last 2 weeks and I haven't had a laugh in a long time, so thank you for that.
Oh, that's
well, that's good to know. And Neil was also talking about jury service. Carmen says, I was called for jury service years ago in Cork. One of the other jury servers was a lady whose gran was obsessed with it all. She used to watch films of court scenes and sent her a text with the famous line, you can't handle the truth from few good men in the middle of a case. We were in stitches. It's so funny.
That's class.
Brendan says, 5 times I've been called for jury duty, but I've never done it. Shouting guilty at the top of your voice doesn't help. I got exempt, says Adele, because I said I was an energy healer.
Oh, that's class. So if you go full... Now, they're doing that because they want to suggest that they're full woo-woo, is it?
I presume so, that their testimony couldn't be relied upon, I guess,
just
is what they're saying.
Not wearing anything but wind chimes. That's what I would do.
Steve says, I went to see Neil in UCH several times. The shows were brilliant, but what blows my mind is the audience interactions and how at the end he remembers not only the names, but the banter with the individuals, while also remembering the show material. Truly the creme de la mer.
Oh, thank you.
What you don't know is that he has a CIA-type... little earpiece in, and I'm sitting in the sound booth constantly. Remember what Colin said, and Steve said the thing about his shoes, and that's how he knows that one. Orla in Gorry says,
said the thing about his shoes.
Just to say to Neil, thanks for the belly laughs last night in Gorry Little Theatre. Such a great feeling after laughing so much. Brilliant, Neil, thank you for coming in. Go and see Reinventing the Neil. You got 2 dates in Dublin if you want to go along and see him in the Olympia. Absolutely brilliant shows are going to be on May the 8th and September the 20th, then the TF Royal in Castlebar on May the 9th, and Raheen Woods Hotel Athenry May 3rd. But check out neildelamarck.com/gigs for all the information. Thanks as always, buddy.
See ya.
Dave Moore on Today FM.